There's nothing casual about prosperity. I'm just trying to tell you, you're gonna catch on better if you pay attention to me. See, you got to change your attitude, change your thinking, change your drinking. So I'm laying it out for you. I have to, because I believe that the church is losing it in that area, and they're letting the world dictate to them. It's up to me as an apostle of Jesus Christ to let you know where I'm coming from, so you'll understand why some things are not working. You have to change your thinking, your mindset. My. Help us, Lord Jesus. I call you here tonight. I heard from the Lord in an aspect of an apostolic change that needs to take place in the church, or an introduction that needs to take place that will remove a lot of ruts we're going through, a lot of places we stand too long in the same position in life. And the Holy Spirit want to teach us, pastors, I'm glad you're here, teach us how to move in a greater dimension of what is rightfully ours. And I'm going to make a statement that is kind of, sit down, get your Bible. I'm going to make a statement that the saints have prayed already. I'm going to make a statement that you can't not just get there by faith. Now, boy, that's a cutter there right there. Yeah, because we thought we can rule and reign by faith. We can. And some other things you need to know. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's get a foundational setting. Ephesians 2 and Ephesians 4 are two setting, because it will be shocking to you where you're going tonight. But your spirit can receive it, but I have to walk you through it. So I'll give you some mindset to capture, to keep your balance while we're going. But I tell you what, your life will change tonight. Yeah, the things you've been believing for, the things you've been serving God a long time, all of these things are about to come to fruition. Amen. Now, you know, that's bold to be able to say that, you know, but when you have touched something in the spirit realm and you know you have touched it, and say, for instance, if you know you have touched the hand of God, and that God is about to manifest something in people's lives as they obey the word. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then he said in verse 20 now, and built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, if the apostle and the prophet is missing, you can't properly build on Jesus. I got less amen there, but that's okay. That's fine. I understand. Verse 21, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto an holy temple in the Lord. Now, verse 22, in whom you also are built together, right?
Yes, sir.
For an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, I'll give you a little head up here. I'll go ahead of myself. We'll go to another scripture. Go. You're back there. Go to Ephesians 3 now. But let me give you a little head up where we're going here. We're going to deal with how to live in the realm of eternity now. Not wait till you die or get old and pass away.
Come on,
But you have eternal life now. And so you're going to have to learn how to live in eternity now. And as you function in eternity, there's a few things I want to share with you. As you function in eternity, nothing down here can harm you or hold you or stop you. Are you seeing what I'm saying? You see, there are some words I want you to get down. I want you to meditate. I want you to look them up. You get Ephesians 3. You must know the difference between visitation and habitation. See, if you're looking for a visitation, you're going to be off sometime. Habitation means that God is with me. His presence is with me all the time, whether time look good or bad. All right? I'm still a winner. Okay? Now watch what I'm about to say now, because I'm just going to get ahead of myself. Praying in tongue coming here, God said, know the difference between energy and engineering. Amen. Know the difference between power and position. See, energy is one thing, but engineering is another thing. See, the engineering is your makeup. You tell the energy how to flow. The energy don't tell you how to flow. Energy in the spirit was made for you to control. See? So you are not wired for later. I want to give you two positions in your identity. What I say? Here we go. I am one position. The other position is N-O-W. You engineered with an I am identity. You engineered, listen to me, with a now identity. Because eternity does not submit to time. You cannot live by time. You no longer orchestrated by time. You live in eternity, and you tell time where to get on at and where to get off at. You see, we pray for a visitation. That's the Old Testament. His presence is with you all the time. But do you know how to make a presentation with that presence? When you make a presentation with his presence, then you have manifestation, demonstration, and creation for how you were engineered in eternity by. You can't tell me you don't have eternal life if you're saved. Because everlasting and eternal mean the same thing. If Satan can keep you waiting to get what you have, he's going to whoop you every time. This apostolic structure, this apostolic authority and anointing and governing and dominion has not been flowing in the body of Christ as it should, because the ministry gifts have not been in order. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Say if you, all of us at one time, have been attacked. Uh-huh. And so we get our scriptures out and try to attract God. I try to get God to come. Wasting time. The last two paragraphs of your prayer was a waste of time. God already here. Rise up in me, God. See, because you're living in your I am identity and your now identity. So a lot of promises in the Bible, you can't receive unless you understand this. I don't care how much you pray. You have to know the difference between memorization and meditation. You memorize something, everybody know that. But meditation, God going to reveal to you mysteries and secrets to your situation. Talk to me over here. The word here is maturing and maturity in your rightful place as a son, as a king, as a priest, and as a citizen. All of them will manifest. You can manifest as a son, you can manifest as a king, you can manifest as a priest, you can manifest as a citizen of the kingdom of God, because all of that is in eternity. And I'm not trying to get eternal life. So here's another thing. Your abundance is not moving like it should be moving because you don't recognize your eternity. You're waiting on it. So if you have to wait on eternity, you got to wait on abundance. So you'll see it when you get to heaven. See when you get to heaven where you don't even need it. Now here, in my 47 years in ministry, I never heard this taught about living in eternity right now. See, you already died. You see, we'll look at scriptures that bespeak that in a few moments, but I'm just trying to get you to catch where we're at here, that this is a different dimension. I even wrote down for you what this would do for you. All failures and shortcomings can come to an end tonight by flowing in the right currents, like electricity, of the Spirit. The right currents of the Spirit. Now, don't let no religion dog bark in your mind now. Revelation don't have no respect for religious dog. You see, don't let no traditional dog bark now. Because you need to move into this realm where what you say come to pass. See, Mark 11, 23 haven't been working for you all. Haven't been working like it should. We have said Mark 11, 23. We have prayed Mark 11, 23. But you have to know who you are. And, all right, listen. Wait a minute. In this dimension, in this engineering, facts don't mean nothing. Because when facts meet truth, you understand? Yes. So Satan, don't let him upset you with facts. He can attack and the fact there, but you got to come back. Yeah, I see that, but that's not what God said. I'm going with what God said, and what God said gonna change this fact. You getting to make me believe that's the way my life go, but that's not the way my life go. I'm about to change the fact with the truth. I'm about to change the fact with the truth. I said I'm about to change facts with the truth. Facts is a world word. Truth comes from another world. Facts come from the creation. Truth comes from the creator. How many have seen me? How many got some facts in your life you want to change? Well, apostolically, there's an apostolic mantle coming on you tonight. And your authority and your anointing are going to be stronger. And you're going to know how to operate and function at a deeper dimension because you are a son of God. You are a king. You are a priest. You are a citizen of the kingdom. Now. I am now. Whatever the words say about you, I am now. Don't let the facts, that's the enemy trying to make you disturb you through a body symptom or through a thought symptom. You let him know, I know who I am. I don't care how long it's been like this, but I'm about to change some things now. Because I'm not just working with energy, I'm working with engineering. I'm designed different. I'm wired different. So write in your notes, facts can't hold me no more. I am exactly what facts say I'm not. When it's not going right. When things not going right, I am exactly what facts say I'm not. Now I'm talking on a nukutanele shukunte, viskume, and man, another dimension of living, another dimension of maturing in the spirit. We're not talking the same old, same old. Grab this. Move out in your engineering position. Not just crying out for power. The power's already there. Acclimate the power. Activate the power. Access the power. Assert the power. Your prayer will be different. Your confession will be different. Your prayer is going to be different. Because you engineered to manifest. You engineered. Oh my goodness. Listen. Listen to me. You engineered to manifest supernaturally. Miracles supposed to be normal for you. You engineered by the Holy Ghost for miracles, signs, and wonders. Nothing like a good fight when you know you're right. Sit down. I don't want you to forget what we're talking about because this is not a Sunday school subject. How to live in the realm of eternity now. How to receive everything God's saying about you now. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you already have gone places tonight you haven't been before. You can be quiet if you want. I said you already have gone places tonight you have never been before because there's an apostolic mantle in this house tonight, and it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, and it's not by me, it's by God. I know better. I know God is trying to get something, not by Leroy, it's by God. He's trying to get something to us that's going to change the whole spectrum of the church. No more crying about it, just a fact. Satan has stacked facts on your life. And you're going to remove them because you know the truth is more powerful than fact. I thank you, Lord, I already got this. I thank you, Lord, it's already mine. Are you understanding me? You understand that he said it's built up on the apostle and the prophet. He's talking about revelation. He's talking about some things you need to know that are going to come through apostolic revelation. And that the church was just living on pastoral revelation. Can't wait. See, my English is not real good. You can't. I don't want to be right now. You can't just think about being seen about or being taken care of. You have to grow till you start taking care of somebody else. But the reason we didn't reach that dimension is because we was just dwelling on energy. But you're engineered by the Holy Ghost. Watch me, to function just like Jesus. Jesus ran up on something, but as he knew how he was wired, he knew how he was engineered, he knew how he was connected, he dealt with it. Deal with it. Don't cry about it, deal with it. So ask why me. Yeah, I'm the one you wanted, all right. Now, write that down, man. I am now. Every promise, God, I am now that promise. Yeah, but what about this fact? I told you about the fact. You about to change the fact with the truth. Once you get a combination for the vault is no longer protected from somebody getting something out of it. Holy Ghost want to unlock your vault tonight with all the treasures, good God Almighty, that God has in that vault for you. You can't really break in a vault. You got to have a combination. How many of y'all been dealing with facts? Don't lie. Facts, facts, stack facts, fact, fact, fact. Fact does not mean you lose it. All facts are temporary. Sit down. When you do not know how to live in the realm of eternity, you're going to function by time. And time going to whoop you every day. Too late. Too old. That's time, you see. But when you live in eternity, time has no power over you. Now you tell the average person, you've started living eternity now. They say, well, what church you go? Oh, no, no, no. Because they have not been apostolically ministered to. I'm going to show you what Paul said about grace and some things in a few minutes here. Let's go to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. Mm-hmm. Mysteries and secrets that the church had not known for a reason. Watch this in verse 1. Ephesians 3:1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you had heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. You read it?
Yes.
We can't change that. You can't change. I don't care who you like. The Lord didn't ask you who you like. Your favorite preacher and all that. We ain't talking about that right now. Look what he said. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Look like we read something about this earlier. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ephesians 2 here. Ooh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Go back to Ephesians 2. Verse 19. Now therefore you are no more longer stranger, no more strangers and foreigner, but fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God. Right? Notice verse 20. I'm talking about the office. I'm not talking about Leroy, but you got to see it. And built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet. See, apostleship does not cater. Apostleship is independent of people. For they recognize God is their source. So they can tell the people, what thus said the Lord. And you want to hear that. You don't want nothing sugar-coated. You don't want nothing to make you happy. You want to know what the Lord is saying, that you can direct your life in a divine, supernatural way. Amen? So that's two set of scriptures. All right, now. Your I am and now identity. Look at the two set. I am, two words, now. Just from your English teaching in school. I am and now. I am now. That's everything. That's everything that God promises you. You that now. Waiting is deceptive in a way. You ever been in line to go in a restaurant? You had to go real bad, and you're in the line, and you got five people ahead of you. You ever been in one of them fairs out there, and all them people out there, and you said, "Huh?" That's the way the church been. We've been in the line. And let me tell you something. By the grace of God, let me tell you something. There is no line. All of us in here can get to God right now. Why wait for what you already have? That's what I am mean. See, you cannot, let's go somewhere that'll make you shout. You cannot really enjoy life being displaced. So what I'm about to show you now, it'll make you discouraged, it's going to make you happy. Go, you had Ephesians 3, right?
Yes.
Hold that, put your finger there, and go to Hebrews 11. Two verses I want to show you that have taken a significant difference in your life tonight. Hebrews 11:1, now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now is in the word, is a word of eternity. Now don't become. Now always has been. Say this with me. It's my now time now. All right, watch yourself what you're saying now. See, by knowing your divine right in eternity, it makes everything in your life now. Facts. True. So you might have some facts lying to you. But if you know the truth, Jesus said, you shall know the truth and it'll set you free from facts. See, the church stacked with facts that Satan had built, religion had built. You see, all right, I'll give you, thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you another comparison. You're going to hurt now. You're going to hurt. I'm telling you right now. You might want to hold a pointing hand next to you. You're going to hurt. It's the difference between religion and relationship. Religion is a substitute for relationship. People who got religion believe they got relationship, but their life don't speak it. Because in relationship, ladies and gentlemen, is a thing called revelation. When God opens his secret, opens his mysteries to you about a situation. You ready? You still writing? Facts are a substitute for substance. And many times we're living a substituted life instead of a life of substance. But what you're learning tonight, that realm of eternity, that realm where facts don't make no difference, I know what's supposed to be here. So now I'm going to call things that be not as though they were, because blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with all, has blessed me already with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places now in Christ Jesus. Not when I get to heaven. Not when I get to a certain age. Not who I know in this earth realm. See, I'm looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Are you hearing me? Now, whether you know it or not, I got 27 more minutes. Whether you know it or not, you've stepped into a stage of maturity, because you're not waiting to die to have eternity. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. See, there's a lot. Oh, my. That's a lot of perishing going on in Christian lives, because they don't already know their position not to perish. You seal with the Holy Spirit of promise. So you're in a preserved position. That contamination cannot overrule. So it's like this. Everywhere you're trying to go, you're already there. In Christ. In Him. I live. I move. And I have my being. See the prop? Oh my. Turn it. I don't know why I told you to turn it. Turn to Acts 17. I want to show you something. And here's where it's been the lockdown at. Oh my. My. Here's where the lockdown been. And you gonna say, oh no, I wasn't like that. All right. In Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Acts 17, verse 22. Oh my, we got 697 online, boy. We're rolling in the body of Christ. I'm talking about how many people getting it. I ain't talking about, no fantasy number. I'm just talking about how many people getting this tonight. When you do not know how to live in the realm of eternity, you're on Mars Hill. In a lot of things in your life. Not that you don't love God, not that you're not going to heaven, but because of lack of apostolic impartation, moving beyond visitation, and know how you engineered and how you wired and how you connected with heaven now, and you can make it happen. So religion, tradition, doctrine of men, and organization have kept a lot of us on Mars Hill with an inscription to the unknown God. He can wake right here, but I don't know if he can wake right here. Are you following me? Now, I'm going to read this tonight because I feel an unction in the Holy Ghost that you're going to be living different. You're going to be moving different. And you're going to be being different. Oh, I got to do a little picking here now. If you can't be told to do something on earth, how you going to be told to do something from heaven? If you get upset, God just checking you out. Can I trust you with more? Convenience sometimes choke us. Because we stop at that convenient place. But there's a place called covenant. A place called agreement. A place called harmony. A place called surrender. A place called submission. You have to trust those over you. They're not telling you something for their gain. It's for your gain. You got to change your game if you want to play in the big league. Any secular man, any secular woman who have had success, they'll tell you the game, you got to be a game changer. You can't play the game the same way. You can't do what you want. You got to get lined up with you got to be willing to do what the other fellow don't want to do. Unhook from that dead box car ain't nothing in there. $200 check. We got to get off of Mars Hill. We're about to read about it. Some of y'all might have never read this. We're about to read about it. The time for the church to come off of, to unknown God. When stuff not, when things going right, I know him. When things going wrong, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, same thing going on. When things ain't going right, the same God, Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. I'm with you always, Lord, even to the end of the world. You're never by yourself. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And stop talking to people who can't help you. Stop praying and start praising him. Thank him, I got the answer, Lord. Thank you. You don't see nothing, you don't feel nothing, but you pray. I thank you, Lord, I got the answer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody think you're going crazy, but you know what you're doing. You're in another realm. Hallelujah, I got it, Lord. Bless God, praise God. In this business, you got to lose it to gain it. You heard that? You going through something, you praising God. A normal person, she must be out of her mind. She don't know what's going on. No, she relocated from the facts to the truth. Children, don't stop maturing. We're going to Mars here in a few minutes. In your sonship, listen, and heirship, kingdom rights, don't settle for ordinary life. Or the opinion of others how you should live. Yes. Never measure yourself by a failure. Tonight, we'll call to move all boundaries out of our life by knowing how to grow and to submit to the will of our Father. Sit down, I'm gonna close. Now, living in the realm of eternity means I'm already there. I'm already healed. I'm already out of debt. I'm already rich. I'm already blessed. See, the awkwardness of our faith is looking where we at. Naturally. When you turn your head on that and say, I don't accept it, it got to leave. But if you keep looking at it, you keep calling it back. And you can't do that unless you're living in eternity. Every perfect gift, every good gift come from above, from the Father of light, in whom no variance, no shadow of turning, he hasn't changed his mind. If he give his son for you, he sure won't hold nothing else from you. All things work together for good. For good for them that love God. Oh, my. Lord, have mercy on me. I might lose some of these good people tonight. Where in the hell that come from? But I know where in the heaven is going. Because it came from hell. If it's to stunt your life, if it's to shut you down, if it cause you to live middle class. God really don't have no middle class blessing. Because in order for God to give you middle class blessing, he got to become middle class, and God ain't going to be middle class for nobody. So stop making your excuses because of your cousins. Amen, calling on God. Got shorter, huh? Amen. Amen. Now, notice this. Sit down. Notice this. I'm going to read this because I'm not going to get too much farther tonight. But I better read this first. Turn to Galatians 2:20. And Galatians 6:14. And in the meaning here, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost saying, we out of here. Meaning things that been dictating to your life will not dictate to your life anymore. We out of here. Understanding that these verses is aiming to bring you to your real identity. In Galatians 2:20, well, it stepped up at 732 now. Somebody must have called somebody. See? The pastor on the line is hot. Hurry up. How many of y'all getting blessed? I want y'all to listen at this over and over again. Listen at it. Keep listening at it. I receive some. Receive it. Keep listening at it over and over again. I'll bring more to you. That's $50. Yeah, young lady. Now notice Galatians 2:20. That's identity voice. May I show you something else before that? I want to show you how Paul lived in eternity. Go to 1 Corinthians 2:2. Go to 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians 2:2. I'm going to show you how Paul lived in eternity. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. So whatever over there don't make no difference. Whatever facts speaking in my life, it don't make no difference, because if I know him like this in his crucifixion, I also know him in his resurrection. So whatever is not working right, I know it's only temporary. I'm determined not to know anything. See, he shut the world off. I'm determined not to know anything among you but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I don't want to hear nothing else. I'm not accepting nothing else. So here now in Galatians 2:20, here come your I am identity. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. And the next verse says, I will not let a little Mickey Mouse problem cause me to frustrate the grace of God. Look at Galatians 6:14. I don't care how much technology they have. I don't care what they said they invented. They didn't invent nothing without God. But I don't care, because I'm already set in Galatians 6:14. That's where my glory going. God forbid that I should glory in something else, except in the cross. You've crucified the world to men, men to the world. Once you find out this world is not your home, you're just doing stewardship here. Just be a good steward. That's all you gotta do. Now, what I've told you, listen, I'm gonna share something with you. It's your time. Listen to me now, listen to me. I've said enough to you tonight for to say this. It's your time to spend days of heaven on earth. Well, I'll be doggone. That's all the noise y'all gonna make? All this, well, I'll be doggone. All this stuff I've told you tonight, what? Do you know what have happened to you tonight? Jesus cleared up the instruction that God gave Moses. He told Moses, turn to John 14:6. He told Moses, tell him I am sent you. But Jesus went further with it. Jesus gave it a threefold manifestation. I am the way. Hold on, but that dance at the way of faith. Don't go to no truth, not a way. I am the way. Yes, everybody, y'all move too fast. I am the way. Out of anything or into anything. Then you got some facts that are not working right. I am the truth. I don't care who gets you. I am the truth. Then he says, I'm the life. What life do you think that is? Eternal life. See, the reason the thief keeps stealing from you, John 10:10. And the reason you never get to the abundant life, because you never got to eternal life. See, you had eternal life displaced or put on hold. Tonight, we turn eternal life loose as a son, as a daughter. So therefore, now the thief cannot just steal from you, kill stuff in you, and destroy stuff that belongs to you because you know your I am identity. I am come that you might have life. Might have it more abundantly. Yeah. Yeah. Abundance is a second class life to eternity. Wow. So the reason you couldn't live abundant is because you had never stepped into eternity. How many got that? Yeah. See, we've been trying to get the abundant life, but you haven't come to the realization that eternal life birthed abundant life. You see it? See, you're fighting for abundant life, but you think eternal life is for later. But eternal life is the one that manifests abundant life. You can put your Sunday school book up now. Because that's a lot of revenue you can't talk to. It's a lot of reverence that you can't talk to this about. Because the reverence, swear to God, eternal life is in heaven. No, eternal life is in me. Heaven in me. The kingdom of God is in me now. The most supernatural factor about eternal life, you ready? L-O-V. E. When things got real tough, here's what the Apostle Paul, the Holy Ghost told the Apostle Paul in Romans 5:5. You read the first four voices, but look at the fifth voice. How many know what that voice said? Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Love is undefeatable. Love never faileth. So all them little games gonna come up in your life tomorrow. Try to get you to step out of love. I had about 14 today. Major one. Through patience, you possess your soul. You have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now, you get tripped for the promise is received by losing patience and flying off the handle at somebody don't mean nothing in your life. They will send there to trip you. Eternity must never bow to time. What's happening at the time must be controlled by eternity. Can any good thing come out of Darrow? I just had to say that. It's the Lord doing. It's marvelous in my eyes. No, this is revelation to me too now. I've been pastoring 47 years. I never really had the ability to tell my people, start eternity right now. Until I step over into the apostolic office. Man, just think about what your people are going to think about when you tell them that. Just think about what they're going to think about when you tell them that. Eternity has already started. Look at 1 John 5:18 quickly. I'm going to try to close. Because I got a thought come here. You are not touchable, you're only trickable. He can't really touch you unless you let him trick you. 1 John 5:18. Still born of God, keeps himself. Wicked one what? What? You can't be singing, he touched me. And over here talking about the devil did this. Who touching you? Singing in church, he touched me, fall out, cry, get home, one little problem. Now somebody else touching you. You coming off, I got 3 minutes. You coming off of Mars Hill tonight. Now I'm going to read this. I want you to hear this. And it was an apostle that was straightening it out. Verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare unto you. Him declare unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hand, Neither is worship with men's hand, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And have made of one blood all nation of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and had determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they may feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poet have said, we are also his offspring. All right. What realm you living in? What it mean? You already there. So if a fact say you're not there, what you do? Take the truth and change the fact. Fact can't change truth, but truth can change fact. Got it? You got it? Yeah. See, fact can't change truth. So all of you are supposed to live debt free. You know what the Bible says about money? We're always reading about the love of money, the root of it. The Bible says money is a defense. And guess what it compared it to? It said two things was a defense at the same time. Who else know what the other part was? The Bible said wisdom is a defense. And then the Bible had the audacity to put money in the same category with wisdom, because it's two different worlds. Down here you need money for defense. When you put gas in your car, you need money for defense. Ain't no prayer gonna work there. Ain't no wisdom gonna work there. You need some money. You need to change that W to a M. In the secular world, there ain't nothing wrong with money coming. Nothing wrong with telling you you don't have to live by the system. You have another source. And once you tap into it properly, consistently, long enough, you will end up free. Just don't let him cut you off. I don't know how many years I had to go longer than the average person, because I had nobody teaching me much about this. But you have me teaching you and other men and women teaching you. But you got to get the, don't think no evil about money. And don't never disagree with a blessing. You know how I started? You know how I started? There I go. I ain't say, why he got a Continental and I got a Chevrolet? I said, there I go. Huh? It came. I kept complimenting it. See, no matter what nobody has, they do not have yours. That's enough for everybody. Stand up. Come on. Let's go.